God has chosen my heart. I must not delay even for a second my arrival at his heart home. The soul is all compassion. It always tries to be of help to the ignorant and unwilling body. My soul loves to play all the time with my devotion heart. Obedience foundation and summit joy are very close friends. With every heart breath of mine, I try to increase my love for God. God seekers are not only God lovers, but also God fulfillers. My eagerness heart friend gives me the fastest speed. God tells me that it is nothing but a waste of time when I want to know my previous life. My self-offering has to be both unreserved and unconditional. On my life tree, divinity's beauty has to bloom. Alas, we do not see that we perish in our wild pride. My Lord is so happy that I am not standing on the complaint line anymore. Life stands still between the soul's gladness and the heart's sadness. May my life always be flooded with God-blooming thoughts. May my life become a God-blossoming song. I have only one desire. At every second of my life, I want to be led by my Lord's supreme will. I am so happy that I am once more back on the God obedience road. God's eye is all the time on my heart. The mind does not know what it wants, what it needs, or what it actually stands for. My devotion is now successful. I am at my Lord's feet. When I place myself at God's feet, He gives me two golden wings to fly. My faith in my Lord Supreme I must increase every day, every hour, and every moment. My sweetness heart tears God eagerly devours. Self-transcendence is the only progress that my life needs. God always dreams of a peaceful and blissful life for me. Every day I eagerly learn surrender lessons from my Lord Supreme. My devotion has only one desire, God invitation. Now that I have made my Lord's eye my only home, I shall no more make blunders. Enthusiasm is the fastest speed to win in the battlefield of life. My God-longing thoughts are sweeter than the sweetest. I came into the world to offer my Lord Supreme my gratitude heart garland. I depend upon my faith as a most intimate friend. Self-sacrifice flies higher than the highest. God's victory does not depend on my powerful voice, but it depends on my prayerful choice. God asks my mind not to hide, but to take a compassion ride with Him. Spirituality is the conscious return to our eternal, infinite, and immortal source. Unless we overcome fear, we cannot go forward with happiness. The impossibility height my mind and my heart are always eager to reach. The mind is nothing short of a questioning machine. I am not my mind's disobedience dust. Whenever I am in front of my master, I let my heart do the talking. If you are a true God believer, then you are indeed a God lover as well. My Lord, if you truly love me, then do not take the side of my mind. God wants my heart to be invincible and not invisible. I have been starving for years for a compassion-flooded smile from my Lord. A pleasure-seeking life eventually becomes its own enemy. We must surrender everything at once and forever at the feet of our Lord Beloved Supreme. To pray to God and meditate on God a dozen times a day is not enough. When my mind tells all its adventure stories, God immediately disappears. When my heart starts singing, God immediately runs to me, no matter where He is. God chides my pride ruthlessly. When I say that I cannot, it means that I shall not. I must be for God, because God is always in me, with me, and for me. God's fingertips always give me a very powerful thrill. Experience is not the goal, The goal is realization founded upon aspiration. My heart has many, many sincere friends. My mind has flattery friends. A moment to choose. Then you must work on your choice. When we do not want to pray, God does not force us. He just sheds tears. A smiling face wins the inner race. Desire clouds and aspiration flames never want to be friends. Nothing is as certain as expectation. For years and years I have been longing to be a member of God's inner circle. Ignorance is at once insecurity and impurity. Choose aspiration flames. Lo, desires have started to fall away. Yesterday was a God-empty day. God answers my prayer only when he sees that my heart is filled with sincerity. My aspiration heart God chose long before he accepted my life. Let us not waste foolishly even a minute to love, serve, and please God. When I am not with my mind, but with my heart and for my heart, I harvest my spiritual reward. God has two homes. Earth cries and heaven smiles. If I cannot be as good as my promise, then my life is not worth living. Progress has only two tenses, present and future. Ignorance compromise can never be for a true God seeker. Divinity must come to the fore from within all our hearts to transform humanity. Gratitude is the uncrowned king of mankind. Humility is the uncrowned queen of humanity. The seeker's faith has to be as spontaneous and beautiful as a fountain. The aspiration heart has only one hunger, God's love, and nothing else. The more I think of God, the weaker become my ties with ignorance. When we sit at God's feet devotedly, God shows us his highest height immediately. I need an intense hunger for God's blessingful eye and his bountiful love. disobedience unreservedly enjoys ignorance play. In the aspiration world, a tiny heart flame can be of tremendous significance. God and I love to meet only in our heart gardens. We take turns. I wish to be sleepless and breathless with my God adoration. My life's enthusiasm sun must shine most powerfully. Every day I am immensely proud of my God gratitude heart. It is a matter of days, and certainly not a matter of months, that God will work on my life's transformation. Although everything may go wrong in my life, I shall not accuse my Lord Supreme. A constant gratitude heart shall be unprecedented in the life story of spirituality. The greatest secret God has told me. God will be fully responsible for what I do and for what I do not do. God's first choice is my gratitude heart breath. When the human and the divine work together, a new world of joy dawns. Each good thought can brighten our lives and enlighten our spiritual quest. Today God says to me, please do not deceive my eye. And do not ignore my heart. The inner teacher and the inner school never take a day off. My personality is something to be merged and not submerged. My God oneness does not need any intuition. The mind weather is always discouraging and threatening. The heart weather is always loving and manifesting. Instead of thinking of everyone, just love everyone. My Lord, can you not snatch me away from ignorance night? My mind, from now on I shall go without you to watch the heart festival. We may not see the existence of God in every human being, but we can feel God's existence in each creation of His. My tears and smiles only can see God all around me. Insecurity, leave me alone. I want to live only inside the heart of my all-powerful Lord. In my heart garden, every day I collect my soul's vision blossoms. My heart ecstasy quickens the arrival of my Lord Supreme. This world of ours is full of man-talkers and not God-seekers. When you smile at me, my Lord, my desire hunger immediately disappears. Is there anything else as stupid and as useless as self-importance? A true God lover can fly everywhere without wings. We all equally belong to God, whether we believe it or not. Every day God breathes in the fragrance of my devotion heart with utmost joy and pride. When God rings the bell, no human being can remain asleep, no matter how hard he tries. God's footsteps have already touched my heart. Alas, I am still fast asleep. When we listen, we must listen carefully. When we must act soulfully. If we delay in fulfilling God's command, we are bound to fail. I have only one home, God's heart. Desire telephone never stops ringing. Aspiration telephone rarely rings. God answers his compassion telephone on the first ring. No earthly doctor can cure our mind disease. The mind pool is extremely shallow. When I die, I must die looking at God's feet. Compassion is indulgent. Love can at times be very strict. My master's affection for me is endless and expects nothing in return. Self-deception can never be the winner. I must keep my military mind under control. God tells me that no defeat or failure can ever be permanent. When my desire life comes in waves, God wants me to be most powerfully brave. Each moment can be the tear of a new aspiration and the smile of a new manifestation. An old depression means a long-standing imprisonment. In my master's sacred mission, I have all my joy, all my life's fulfillment. When I cry at my master's feet, he says to me, "My child, get up, quickly get up." When I smile at my master's feet, he says to me, "Remain all the time where you are." If we do not love what we already have, God is not going to add anything to our achievements. When we conquer our desire life, God immediately asks us to come and see Him in His heart garden. A single powerful smile from God feeds my heart sumptuously. One step outside our mind door is a tremendous achievement in the inner world. There are not two ways, but only one way to go. Forward, ever forward. God literally frowns at my mind's crown. Disobedience train departs, only to arrive at frustration destination. My Lord, may I have a lifeboat that I can sail only towards your golden shore? I must remain always together with God's feet in life and death. How stupid we are when we try to live by dreams alone. Reality must come into the picture. God wants you to be on hand so that you do not miss a single call. If lethargy is our Lord Supreme, then this life is worthless and useless. God's silence songs only illumine my life and fulfill my heart. Without having silence in abundant measure in our spiritual life, we cannot succeed in the battlefield of life. Our beloved Supreme asks us, since we all belong to Him, why do we quarrel and fight? When my heart plants sing, God comes down and blessingly offers secretly all His appreciation, joy, and pride. My heart aspiration means the conquest of impossibility. May my heart's hope flower never wither. The mind has disbelief thorns in abundant measure. The heart has belief roses in infinite measure. God tells us that every human being is the beauty of his inner journey. The inner moon beckons us. The outer moon inspires us profusely. Impossibility is only for those who are afraid of the beauty, light, and power of the inner life. At every moment, breathe in the breath of a sweet hope. God's compassion eye can carry me easily beyond the snares of ignorance. My Lord, if you really love me, then make my life a constant God gratitude song. The flight of my imagination sadly fails to describe the beauty of my Lord's eye. Opportunity is not indispensable. But my Lord's compassion eye is indispensable for me to perform miraculous deeds. Eternity loves to be caught by a finite moment. May the beauty of my heart's sunrise smile at every moment increase. God's compassion eye again and again clears the road for my full satisfaction joy. Impossibility is only for those who do not want to try again and again. Readiness, willingness, eagerness. We need these three giant strides to arrive at the destination soon, very soon. A suspicion mind is forced to have a hell experience. Heaven is our imaginary home. Heart is our familiar home. Truth does not challenge anybody. Truth always remains unchallenged. A desiring man knows how to flatter others. An aspiring seeker knows how to inspire others. The desiring mind does not want to know what tolerance is. The aspiring seeker must learn what tolerance is. No matter how large the mind house is, it is always found to be empty. I have at last severed my connection with my doubting mind. The mind friendship may result in a bitter and painful experience. At every moment, I must have confidence in my God-aspiring heart. I see my fully blossomed divinity in my heart's tranquility. Do not delay, do not delay. God is starving for your love, devotion, and surrender. God's compassion eye and God's forgiveness heart are twins. Forget the past. Forget. You will be happy. Remember the present. Remember. You will be happy. Surrender the future. Surrender. You will be happy. Obedience and satisfaction are the obverse and the reverse of our heart coin. We go in the right direction only when we prayerfully follow the footsteps of our Lord Beloved Supreme. If there is anybody I cannot forgive, that means I am not good enough. Truth is self-sufficient. It does not depend on others' opinions. Forgiveness immediately increases our heart capacity. My friends, my enemies, and I are all needed by God to fulfill His mission on earth. Self-promotion means immediate self-degradation. Do not be a miracle monger. Remember, miracles have a very short breath. We count the hours when we meditate, but God sees what we have put inside our meditation. What is needed is not time, but the heart of willingness and the breath of eagerness. My Lord Supreme proudly and eagerly measures my unconditional surrender stride.